This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are something people look forward to, or maybe not. They're also a difficult time for some, and maybe especially after the election cycle that we just went through. Dr. Kimberly Horn is joining us right now. She's a professor, author, and research psychologist. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Debbie.
I wanted to start out first, since people are making their plans for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and there's a lot of chatter on social media, however accurate it is, that a lot of people are struggling after the election that we just went through with friends, with family, with wanting to separate, with, you know, canceling people. What's your advice to those listening who may be having a difficult time figuring out how to move forward after the results of the election?
Yeah, sure. I think first I would want to say that you're not alone in feeling that way. A recent study just showed that over a third of Americans are thinking about disconnecting or not spending time with friends and family who have political views different than their own. So I would like for people to consider that canceling people or friends and family, and I'm talking about people that we love and care about, is not the only option for navigating the ups and downs of our friends and family, especially during the holiday season.
What are some of the other options that you could offer?
Yeah, so I think I frame this in three ways, and I can go into a little bit more detail on each of these, particularly as they might play out around a holiday gathering. So one, we can avoid political discussions altogether. Two, we can engage respectfully, or three, we can step back or pause. And when I think about how this might play out, let's say around a Thanksgiving gathering or something like that, choosing not to engage in political discussions is certainly one option. And I think it's important to recognize that you're not obligated to discuss politics around the holiday gathering or at any time, because I think it's important to protect your peace and still clear of those kinds of conversations if it's difficult for you. And leading up to the gathering, I think families or friends can set the tone and basically say that let's keep this a politics-free zone for this holiday and set those boundaries. And even you try to, if those boundaries are not honored, perhaps there's times when the discussions can be redirected. But certainly that's one obligation. I mean, one possibility. So the second is to engage in respectful dialogue and not to approach a conversation with judgment or intent to win or argue, but more so with curiosity and understanding. And again, I think those have to be conversations that are mutually agreed upon. And in a family sort of gathering or a Friendsgiving, those sorts of situations, I would say to choose the place and the space for that. You take a walk after dinner or have a one-on-one conversation and don't bring it up in a group setting where emotions can escalate. And again, I think it's important to set boundaries around those kinds of discussions, maybe even a time limit. So, you know, let's talk about this particular area where we disagree right now. And let's do this for 5 minutes and see how that goes. And if it gets too contentious or uncomfortable, then you can switch gears and just agree to go back, you know, to the evening for now and resume it at another time. Yeah, the third option is to choose to step back or pause. If an interaction with someone is contentious or hostile and persistently draining to you, it may be time to take a pause on that. And I realize that sometimes in family and friend situations that that is difficult. But if you find yourself around the holiday table and emotions are running high and you're feeling overwhelmed, excuse yourself for a few minutes. Step outside, take a few deep breaths, or find a quiet place where you can try to center yourself. And I think it's also important to recognize when you might need to let go for the evening. Maybe you step aside for some interactions and disengage. Maybe you play a game with some of the kids that are around, or you help with meal preparations or something like that. And give yourself permission to leave early if you need to.
On the other end of the spectrum, there are people around the holidays who are not trying to avoid family and friends, but they don't have anyone to spend the holidays with, which is a very lonely time. So, you know, you've written a book called Friends Matter for Life. So what can you tell us about maybe the opportunity around the holidays to make new friends or maybe to refocus on those friendships?
Yeah, sure. So I think you want to, if you're feeling lonely, it's important to acknowledge that. And the holidays are particularly difficult because it's a time where there's a lot of pressure to feel joyful and connected. So I think that if you're someone who doesn't have a lot of people in your life to connect with, then you can focus on smaller acts of connection. And that might be, you, maybe you have one or two people, friends in your life that you can seek out, even a phone call or a text, or maybe you create something, a new tradition. You know, maybe it's a movie night with some of your friends or people that maybe some new people that you just met. Those are the sorts of things that where I think you can begin to create some of your own rituals and traditions. Maybe it's cooking a meal or decorating or those sorts of things to engage with others. Volunteering is also a powerful way, I think, to deal with loneliness, helping others. It might be, you know, at a local animal shelter or helping deliver meals or community drives, those sorts of things can be very rewarding.
For sure, and a great way to meet new people as well. What do we know science-wise about the importance of friendships in our lives?
Well, there's more and more research out that shows that strong friendships aren't just good for our mental health, but they're good for us physically as well. So strong friendships improve our, increase our resilience, our overall resilience, and reduce stress. They can lower rates of depression and anxiety. And people with meaningful friendships actually live longer and have better overall heart health and cognition and immune function. And this is always a fact that astonishes me, is that loneliness can be as harmful as smoking cigarettes and obesity.
Wow. Well, that's certainly something to think about around the holidays and maybe a good opportunity, maybe even a gift-giving idea. Friends Matter for Life. It has a new 8-tenant framework talking about friendships and how we can be happier. Dr. Kimberly Horn, professor, author, research psychologist, thanks so much for the information and spending time with us on Total Information AM.
Yeah, my pleasure, Debbie.